talking with Hugh Aljo from the Noble Foundation. We'll catch you here as you're getting your booth ready for this 2016 Cattle Industry Convention, Hugh. And you and GrowSafe, once again, are working together, Noble and GrowSafe. What are you trying to accomplish this year?
So one of the things that we wanted to accomplish this year is make sure that what people understand about the technologies that producers want to know more about. One of the reasons why we've partnered with GrowSafe is that they have the technologies looking at beef efficiencies on not only on feed but also on working with us on some forage efficiency as well. One of the things that we really want to do, we're going to host, I guess, on Wednesday and Thursday, is talking to the producers. You know, what do the producers really want to know about the future when it comes to technologies? We know that the future is evolving. We know that technologies are a part of the future. And what we want to do is look at the innovations that are out there and see some of the things that the feedback the producers themselves are saying.
Now, the lineup is pretty interesting that you've got set for the many seminars you're going to have here at your booth, everything from production technologies, but also things like social media.
Yes, sir. We're fortunate to have Amy Hayes, who's one of our new employees there at the Noble Foundation, helping us to better communicate with producers across the nation, you know, using our social media. It's one of the things we feel like at the Noble Foundation, we have a niche, and by leveraging our resources with the resources to GrowSafe, we'll get more information out to the producers that want it.
I know that your particular presentation, you're going to be talking about some of the results, some of the things that you learned from producers last fall. We were, of course, part of one of those in the conservation side, but you talked about not just conservation, but talk about beef industry and where we're going with the industry. What did you learn at those sessions in Ardmore?
When we had some meetings with some of our, what we call our strategic producers, and these producers that are innovative, very progressive-minded individuals that actually lead the industry in many different capacities, what we were looking for is what was their insights. You know, a lot of the work that we do, we want to make sure that we're in line with what they're thinking. Cow-calf producers, stocker producers, and then those that are interested in no-till and cover crop production, we wanted to know what their thoughts were. And some of the things that we found out were that the main thing, they want to be involved. They want to be involved where the industry is going. And with organizations such as the Noble Foundation, Oklahoma State, the state universities, within the research, they want to be able to talk about with the researchers as they're going and planning the research so that they can make sure that they know what's coming and what they ought to be thinking about themselves.